between the Clinton State Department and the FBI.
There was no quid pro quo even suggested. There wasn't even an inkling of that. And the FBI said the same thing. In fact, the FBI gave a very detailed statement.
USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro and save every day on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Donald Trump continuing on the campaign trail to say this year's election could be rigged, and it's getting some ground with some people. Here's correspondent Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump doubles down on warnings of a rigged election. Campaigning in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump says the media is biased against him.
The media is trying to rig the election by giving credence to false stories. They take a story with absolutely nothing, and they put it front page news because they want to poison the minds of the voters.
A new poll from Politico and Morning Consult shows that voters are skeptical about the integrity of this year's election, with 41% of voters saying it could be stolen. Joe Gomez, Washington.
Three people being charged in a shooting that left an Olympic sprinter's daughter dead. Tyson Gay's 15-year-old daughter, Trinity, was caught in a shootout at a Kentucky restaurant over the weekend. Police believe one of the men charged fired a number of shots during the exchange of gunfire. A father and son were also charged in the case. USA Radio News.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A grandmother from Arizona wanted to go back home after she got caught with $500,000 worth of coke. Here's the story.
Investigators say Cheryl Cheatham hopped on a plane in Las Vegas with several pieces of luggage and flew to Detroit. After getting off the plane, she went to a hotel, only to leave in a chauffeured SUV. Officers pulled her over and found $500,000 worth of cocaine in her bags. Her attorney says she lives in Phoenix with her daughter and three grandkids, and she's the sole babysitter. A judge Monday denied a request to be moved back to Arizona. She faces up to 10 years in prison. Jason Capodonia, Phoenix.
Donald Trump's wife, Melania, spoke with Fox News about allegations against him and also the over 10-year-old video that showed him making disparaging comments about some women. Here's a story from correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Republican presidential nominee's wife, Melania, is saying the 2005 recording of Donald Trump making lewd comments about women isn't the man she knows. And she also tells CNN's Anderson Cooper it was the host of the program, Billy Bush, who was egging her husband on.
He was lead on, like egg on, to say dirty and bad stuff.
And she says she's accepted her husband's apology for those remarks. Meanwhile, Billy Bush no longer just suspended from NBC's Today show. He's now officially off the show, according to the network. I'm Chris Barnes.
More news and analysis at westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to get started in about 3 minutes. I'm going to give you a little bit of weather, a little bit of paid commercial, and then we'll get talking about a few items today that reflect on the local real estate matter area of Hunterdon County. So be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So it's Joe Peters once again, and we're going to talk a little about the weather so that you know what's going on here in Hunterdon County. We have somewhat of a heat wave going on today. I think we're going to break a few records out there. It's talking about it being somewhere around 85, 86 at the peak. Tomorrow will be up to 83. And then tomorrow being Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to drop down to 71, and Friday 74. And then Saturday, Sunday into the 50s. So we're going to get much more seasonal real quick. Enjoy that sun as you see it out there. I don't see much rain in the forecast at all. It looks like a shower or two on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I guess that's what's going to change it from sort of hot to cold, a front coming through. And then we'll be back into seasonal weather. So love it. It's great football weather. It's just a nice time of the year. It's not too hot. You don't need the air on. You don't need the heat on, other than maybe once in a while. And you're starting to see all those leaves change colors. It's people say, that means they're dying now. It's a pretty time of the year. And they call it fall for a reason. It's a great time to watch the change in the seasons for New Jersey, which you don't get every place in the country. So enjoy it while you see it. I'm going to play a little about myself, and I'll be back with some news highlights that I picked up on in a session I went to last week.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So once again, this is Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors, and goals and dreams are where it's at. As far as I'm concerned, I help you to achieve your goals and dreams in residential real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I work for Weikert. I'm based out of the Clinton office, which is Hunterdon-based, but I actually cover both counties. I'm in the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I'm in the Somerset County Chamber of Commerce. I'm in the Warren Township Chamber of Commerce, which takes me all the way over to Warren Township and Watchung and all the areas in between. It's a rewarding business. I get to meet a lot of people, understand what it is they're trying to do, and help them get it done. Sometimes we're successful, most times, and sometimes we just get lost along the way and a deal falls apart and people sort of reassess where they're going, and that happens too. So Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors, helping you achieve your goals and dreams. That's the thought I want to leave you with. If you want to understand what's happening in real estate, what's happening in the state, and more importantly, what's happening in our area, I'm the person that you probably want to talk to. Not pushy, just informative, easily to reach, 908-238-0118, or go to my site, jpeters.com, and there's all sorts of information out there. So what I intend to do today, over the next 50 minutes or so, is give you some highlights of a talk I heard last week as to what's happening in the general economy and how that's trickling down to where we live in New Jersey. We're in a presidential election year. If you don't know that, you haven't had the TV on. It's not pretty. As a matter of fact, it's pretty pitiful. But it's where we're at. And you're getting to make a choice. And as a result of that choice, a lot has sort of been put on hold in order to let that choice happen before we start changing things. One of the things that's been put on hold is any increase in interest. We're still batting on a little under 3.5, somewhere around 3.4% interest on a 30-year loan. And that based on what you earn and how long you've been in the job and how much your assets are and what your credit score is, that will change a little bit. The more solid you are, the better the interest, the higher the stakes of risk, the higher the interest is going to be. They go hand in hand. But there is mortgage money available. There was a point where there was none. So readily available mortgage money, as long as you have a job, you have some tenure in your job, you have a decent credit score, you have a little bit of assets, and talk to a mortgage person, you might be surprised how much you can buy. And not everybody wants to buy everything they can afford. I'm finding a lot of people sort of scaling back a little and being a little more modest in their lifestyle so they don't get caught up in what we got caught up in about 10 years ago, where a lot of people did lose things. Looking at the economy in general, we're looking at a decelerating growth in economy. We were somewhere in the third quarter of 2014, we were at about a 5% increase. And then we dropped down to a 2.3, 2.0, 2.6, 2.0, 0.09, 0.08. And this most recent quarter, 2016 quarter two, a 1.1. It's not what it could be. And it's not what it could be for a lot of reasons. It was very, very robust 2 years ago, and I think it's now seeking its level. And from what the experts are saying, we're not in trouble, but we're not experiencing the growth that we were experiencing. And in New Jersey, it's let's take it from the top down. That's the national picture. If you look at the Northeast, it's a little worse than the national picture. And if you look at New Jersey, it's a little worse than the Northeast. And the further west you are in New Jersey, the worse off it is. And I'm going to explain all of that to you. So we're not exactly in a right spot. We still have a very active market going on. We've got a decelerating but still growing economy. We have a slower job creation happening. We're looking at in 2016, and it's amazing how we count jobs, but we in 2014 added 3 million jobs. In 2015, we added 2.7. We're right now on course to add 2.2 million, I should say. So 3.0 2 years ago, 2.7 million last year, probably 2.2 this year. It's a concern. It's not going in the right direction. And I think after the election, and there's a lot hanging on the election. Look at the stock market. The stock market's been treading water for the last 90 days, right around 18.2. It goes up to 4, goes down to 18.0, up to 18.4. But it hangs right there. I think once we understand where we're going and who's in office, things will start to change a little better, and hopefully for the better. The employment situation, though, is very interesting because pre-recession, we had somewhere about labor force of 153,000, and the post-recession is at 159,000. So we went from 153.8 or 154 to 159.5. That adds about 5.5 million jobs over that 10-year period. But are they real jobs? I think from what I've heard, a good portion of the people that are employed are in underemployment. They've taken a job because they couldn't find anything else. They couldn't find what they're working at previously. They couldn't find what they're earning or anywhere near to it previously. So in order not to go under, they've taken a job with some benefits and some money, but they're still looking. And one of the experts I heard last week said, you know, we're talking about a 5.1% unemployment rate. He said, if you really took a look at the 5 million people that are in that category I just mentioned, we're probably more like a 10% unemployment rate. And that's concerning because this is not Democrat or Republican. It's just the way we count jobs. We count underemployed people as employed. And we run around saying everybody's back to work when everybody isn't back to work. They're back to work as a part-timer or as a part-earner. They're not back to full employment at the rate that they were earning in the past. And that's a concern affecting the economy. The New Jersey economy, as I said, trails the rest of the Northeast. If we take a look at the last 7 months, from January to August, we have 1, 2, 3 months where the economy grew, where we actually put people on. And we had 7 months where it declined. And although we are showing a net gain of some 8,000 jobs, compared to where we were a year earlier, that's dismal. We're nowhere near what we should have. And hopefully it'll pick up. But 7 months, I guess it's really 8 months with five minuses and three pluses, adding up to 8,000 more jobs. It's a concern. So the question is there another correction around the corner? The industry experts are saying not right around the corner, but maybe 2 years out. And it depends on a lot of things. It's like the weather. If this cloud hits that cloud and this thing happens and that thing happens. Did you watch the hurricane last week? It was like 58 reasons why it was going to circle back and hit Florida, and it never did. It went north, straight north. So there's economy is very much like the weather. There are so many dependencies that we're not seeing a major correction coming, but we're seeing something about 24 to 36 months out that could be a temporary correction, and by nowhere near the correction that we saw 10 years ago. So it's based on jobs, the slower creation of jobs, and it's based on, well, last year we added 81,000 jobs in New Jersey. This year we're going to add 12,000 at the current rate. That's concerning. It's one-sixth of what we added the year before. So these things, you would think, would trickle down to a much slower real estate market. But that's not happening. The real estate market is very, very confident. And based on low interest rates and based on shortages of inventory, I'm seeing people out. I mean, what is it today, the 18th? I was out Sunday and Saturday with three different sets of people looking to buy a house right now. Not to buy a house sometime in the future. If they could find the right house, they would buy the house right now. And real estate, I think when I talk about my situation in real estate, I'm talking in general for real estate across the area. Last year was our best year ever, the best year in 10 years at least. We haven't seen the numbers we saw last year in 10 years. This year is far better than last year. And most of us, by the end of the eighth month, had passed what we did last year. So that's pretty good. That means we're doing a third better, an average. And next year, if we don't have a major calamity of some sort to correct this situation, it's supposedly going to be better than this year. And I'll tell you what's happening that is encouraging. What's happening is that prices are coming up a little. People are realizing they have some equity again, and they're starting to remarket their house and move on, either trade up, trade down, trade sideways. We typically sell a house every 7 years. So somebody, for the last 10 or 12 years, many people didn't do a darn thing. And this year, I can tell you a lot of them are out there doing it. And going into next year, I'm talking to a lot of people that have realized the same thing and are starting to think about it. So it's a very robust time as far as feelings. It's just not a robust time as far as economy. And I do think the effect of the economy, if it continues, will take its effect on the feelings, but probably not for another 12 months. So a lot of confidence in the market. Real employment situation, we're probably roughly $100,000, $150,000 jobs more than we had before the recession. Not 5 million, as we're telling ourselves. It's tough out there. And then if you take a look at the general areas and who's doing better than others, the United States says it has 171% post-recession job recovery. But once again, 5 million of those jobs are probably not real full-time equivalent jobs. They're just people that somehow got back to work. In New York City, it's 324%. New York is having a robust time. And that's why people are moving closer and closer into New York. New York in general is 250% ahead. Philly is 140% ahead. Pennsylvania is 123% ahead, and they're at 123% of recovery, where New Jersey's at 95%. We haven't fully recovered. Even using these artificial numbers where we're counting part-time or underemployment as full employment, we still haven't got everybody back to work. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And some are somewhat political, and some are just the fact that New Jersey has its challenges. We're seeing a massive exodus out of New Jersey because of taxation. I listened 2 weeks ago to a talk that Chris Christie gave in Annandale, and he talked about equalizing the tax situation. And then this morning I listened to one that Representative Cittarelli gave, and he's talking about doing what Mr. Christie was talking about doing and taking it to the next level because he's running for the governorship. He's the only announced Republican governor candidate so far. And unless we correct the taxation and the misrepresentation that we have where in areas where we're much more affluent than other areas, we're taking a lot of our tax and we're sending it to those other areas, and those other areas aren't spreading it equitably. They aren't using it to improve. They're using it, but things aren't improving. And as a result, we're one of the highest unequitable taxation states in the nation. And as a result of that, people are saying, I'm out of here. I mean, look at it in general. Look at it from the Hunter County viewpoint. The millennials, the people that are probably somewhere between 25 and 35, once they get their four-year degree and once they get their first job, which is probably in New York or near New York, because that's where the economy is growing, they're out of here. They want to live in Hoboken, Jersey City, somewhere in that direction. And they're not coming back to Hunterdon County. I can tell you this for a fact. I bring in 4 to 6 couples a year into Hunterdon County out from outside of the area. And these aren't people that used to live here. These are people that are nesters. They've had their first child. They're going to have their second. They want to get out of the county that they're in. And they want to get something that's a little safer, a little more bucolic, and have a better school system than where they're coming from. So we have our challenges in Hunterdon County. And I'm not saying, because I'm also involved in Somerset County, that they don't have it either. They just have it less because they're closer to the work in New York. They're closer to work in Morris County where we can find some higher-paying technology work. So it's just a lesser of a factor, but they span quite a geographical area as well. And if you go to the eastern side of Somerset County, you're going to find that it's much different than the western side of Somerset County that starts to look like the eastern side of Hunterdon County. As a matter of fact, when you look across the street at County Line Road, it looks the same, and the economy is about the same. So the further west you go, the harder and harder it is to find good work, so you have to go back east. And as a result, a lot of our people, when they go back east, they decide that's where they want to live. And that's a big change. Hunterdon County, from the numbers I've heard, is losing about 1.5% of its population a year. Some of that is just what I described, the millennials going east. Some of it is the over 65s, the seniors, going west or south, saying, I could just move into Bucks County a little bit and cut my cost of living to a fraction of what it is in New Jersey based on tax and cost of living. But they're still here. They're just living just into the next state. So if we take a look at household income, 2014 versus 2015, Pennsylvania had almost a 5% increase. The United States had almost a 4% increase. New York had a 3.3% increase. Delaware, household income once again, had a 2.6% increase. New Jersey had a 0.4, I should say. I mean, we're at one-tenth of what the household income by state increase has been in Pennsylvania. We're at one-tenth what it is in the United States. We're about one-eighth of what it is in New York. So people are saying, well, good grief, the cost is up. The income isn't going anywhere in a heck of a hurry. Maybe I'm in a wrong spot. I don't want to leave the area, but maybe I'm going to move. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that, and we're trying to correct it. And that's not what I'm here to talk about, the corrections today. Let me play a few more of our commercials, and I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So once again, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I can be reached at 908-238-0118, or you can just go on to my site, jpeters.com, J-P-E-T-E-R-S.com. And lots of this information is out there, and there's lots of ways to contact me as well. Let's talk about some of the other things that are happening to the economy. We have slower growth due to a long-term trend of costs, taxation, regulation, and guess what it does? It drives the jobs elsewhere. U.S. versus China versus Europe. It's a story we've been talking about for a while, and it continues to go. The jobs are going. We have people of lesser nations with lesser economies around the world working to do the same thing that the people in the United States are willing to do at a lesser cost, and as a result, companies are transitioning a lot of things out of the country, which costs us work here in the United States. Secondly, technology. Technology reduces the need for workers. I mean, it's automation. The more things we automate, the less things we need to pay people to do. I'll give you a great example. I mean, we're talking about, and I don't agree with it, but we're talking about raising the minimum wage. And I think in New Jersey, from what I heard this morning, it's going to raise just a few pennies the first of the year, something from like less than a quarter. But the general trend in the United States is to raise it to $15, which I don't agree with, but that's just my opinion. I just think we'd be better off giving the people who need minimum wage education, and then we wouldn't have to worry about right, but that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. But what we're seeing is because of the minimum wage and the cost of labor, lots and lots more automation. I mean, if you go into a restaurant today, you've probably seen where you can order right from your table on a little touch tablet, actually pay the bill when you're all done. A runner runs your food out. You don't have to leave the kind of tip you used to leave. We're seeing more and more of it. We're seeing Easy Pass. It's never, in my mind, made sense to me to stop and pay a toll. Yet I see people, and I don't know why, stopping and waiting 5 to 10 minutes to pay their toll, or the people like myself who've had Easy Pass for the last 20 years are zipping right through. I go to Florida, and I fly in usually to Fort Lauderdale, and we go down to the Keys for vacation. I'm doing it again in about 6 weeks. Florida is a toll-free state as far as toll booths, but they still get their tolls. They have put automation together to the point where in Florida, you will be billed by plate. You either get a Sun Pass and put it in your car so they know who you are, which is our Easy Pass, or they send you a bill. I haven't a clue how to collect it, but I'm sure when you go to re-register or your driver's license comes through, if you owe them money, there's an accountability. And it is just neat. I realized this first thing about 3 years ago. There used to be 10 tolls between Fort Lauderdale and getting into the northern part of the Keys, and they were all gone. But I still got paid the tolls. They still came off. I have a Sun Pass, they call it. It's their Easy Pass. It still came off my Sun Pass. I don't know where the thing's reading. I don't care. It's a beautiful state to drive through, and I'm not stopping at toll booths. We're starting to see that happen here in New Jersey. More and more places along the parkway, you have to have an Easy Pass to get off. And I just read recently that they're going to make more and more lanes, if not all of the parkway in some areas, less labor intensive by having more automation. So automation is changing our circumstances. Another thing that's happening is our need for the size of housing that we're legislated to build. For instance, if you're in Hunterdon County, you probably are living on several acres. And if you want to build a new house in Hunterdon County, we're not doing a lot of it, but when you do, you have to build on several acres, and as a result of being on several acres, you're not going to put up a two-bedroom house. You're probably jurisdicted into putting up a four-bedroom, X-square-thousand-square-feet house, and it's not what we're looking for anymore. 55% of our households have 1 to 2 people in it right now. Somewhere around 70% don't have any children of school age. Only 33% of our households have 3 to 4 people, and only 12% of our households have 5 or more people. This isn't the way it was. We don't need those great big houses. As a result, and what is that resulting from? That's resulting from the population getting older and it being less at the bottom and more at the top. So due to a lot of things, including the cost to have children, the ease of birth control, the not wanting to have children, we're having probably somewhere between 1.25 and 1.5 children per household on the average. And when you don't have 3 and 4 people in a household, you don't need 3 and 4 bedroom houses. They're expensive. And this is a paradigm shift that we're starting to see across the state. And I got to tell you, I was up in Canada. If you go to Montreal and go about 200 miles further north, you wind up in a place called Quebec, which is one of the prettiest cities I've ever visited. And they took us on a tour as part of the tourism thing up there. And they showed us these great big houses on a mansion. And they said, but the big mansions on a hill are going without people in them because people aren't having the need for 3,000 and 4,000 square foot. They're wanting to live in the city, and they're wanting to, in effect, maybe have a 1,200 square foot flat with 2 bedrooms. And I said, that's not just here. That's happening back in Hunterdon County. It's happening all over New Jersey. Our paradigm of how we live is changing. The millennials don't even want to own a house. They feel they're going to have 10 jobs in their career. And why have a house for 2 or 3 or 4 years? They really should, because they can build up equity. That's another whole subject matter. And they don't want the big houses. The people that are having children are having 1, maybe 2. I visited a kiddie academy in North Plainfield that opened on Saturday. I went for the ribbon cutting. Must be 20,000 square foot. And it takes every age from 6 weeks up to 6 years and handles them and helps them through the educational process. Because people are having a baby and going right back to work. They're not doing what we used to do, which is take 3, 6, 12 months off, get the bond with the baby, get everything situated, and then going back to work. And the reason they're going back to work is they're not earning what they used to. In effect, it's costing more to have children because the daycare is anywhere from 18 to 22,000. Let's say an average of 20,000. So if you're going to have 2 children, your first 40,000 take home, not gross, would go towards daycare if your children are in daycare, and you're pretty much going to do that for the first 5 years. So we're having less children. As a result, we're having less children go through the school system. I talked to the superintendent of Hunterdon North, who oversees Hunterdon Voorhees as well, and he told me that within 5 years we'll have 22% fewer students in our high school. And the way he got that number was looking at the student population in the grade schools for the same area. So we're having less children come up from the bottom. We need a lesser size house. We are having a much more expensive time in raising children. And as a result, we don't need the houses that we once needed. And in a lot of cases, people are looking, if they can find them, to rent versus to buy. So, homeownership demand. At the peak, we were at 71% of the people in the country owned homes. Right now, it's 62%, 63%. So we've dropped about 8%. And that's startling. So people don't really want to own homes the way they owned them. It's still the American dream. Put 5% down and get 100% growth and value of the home. But it's changing. It's changing radically, and it's changing quickly. And as a result, if I was to tell you in one sentence what's happening in Hunterdon County, and I'll tell you in one sentence what I'm seeing in Somerset County. In Hunterdon County, we have 2 markets. We have an under 5 market. Under 4, very, very robust. Once you get into the 4s, the 5s, it slows a little. Over 5s, it starts to slow dramatically. And over 6s, it's almost non-existent. I think we sold 4 houses last month over 7. Probably a half a dozen in the 6s, and probably a dozen in the 5s. And everything else, 80% was under 5. And if you looked at the under 4 number, it was probably 70%. That's where the market is at. We have 2 markets, We have a first and second time buyer, which are under fours, into the fours. And we have a resale market above the fives, and they're becoming harder and harder to sell. Now, I told you I'd say the same thing. I told you I'd say in one sentence. I sure didn't do that. But if you looked at the same thing for Somerset County, it's not much different. It's just a little higher because we get 20% more for houses in Somerset County than we do in Hunterdon County. So take a look at new construction, almost non-existent. Other areas of the country, it's very, very robust. But right now, the housing starts in New Jersey are very, very small, and most of them are not in Hunterdon County. The other thing we're doing is the apartment rentership. We're sitting at somewhere between a 2 and a 3% vacancy. All of those kids that lived in mom and dad's basement for the last 10 years are now getting out and starting households. Usually they start through renting, but a lot of times if they meet me, I can help them figure out they can own it cheaper than they can rent it. And as a result, we're seeing the rentals price skyrocket and availability plummet. We're sitting with 2 to 3% availability. And then we're going through changing circumstances across New Jersey. And let me just talk about that for a second. We're going to go back to a few more commercials. The closer you are to New York, we have always known this, this is not news, the better the resale value on your house. But if you happen to be on a train line that gets into New York very easily, you can expect to get 20% more for your house. People don't drive to New York. They don't want to bus to New York. They want to train to New York. Bus is second, drive is third. It's very expensive to drive into New York. And as a result, because the work is in New York and the houses are in New Jersey that they can afford, we're driving the prices up on train towns with train stations in it. The New Jersey population change between 2014 and 2015 by county. New Jersey, in general, we added 20,000 people, 0.2%. In Hunterdon County, and I'm looking for the number here, it's in a red, we lost 0.3%. We lost 322 people. In Somerset County, where'd it go? Can't find Somerset County. Here we go. We gained 1,020 people. We gained the same that Hunterdon lost. Somerset County has about 2.5 times the people, so it's not the same number, but the same percentage. We went down 0.3, they went up 0.3. The counties that increased the most, Hudson, Bergen, Union, Ocean, Middlesex, Essex, closer to the city. The counties that went down the worst, Sussex, Cumberland, Salem, Cape May, Atlantic, Fervor, and if I want one more, I'd have said 106th worst. The farther you are from New York, the harder it is to sell a house. And in effect, the higher you get in price point, the more difficult and more challenging it is on a price point basis. Let's go to a few of our paid sponsors, and I'll be right back, and we'll spend about another 10 minutes before we wrap up.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
So, you might ask, once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters, what's driving the market? Low interest rates, that's what's got the buyers out. There's no other reason in the market other than low interest rates to having the buyers out. It is the time to buy. There is a fear that their interest will go up 1% over the next year, from 3.5% to 4.5% in general, and if that happens, you'll lose 9% of your buying power. At the same time, New Jersey leads the nation in delinquency rates. We have more people filing for foreclosure in New Jersey by going 90 days or more behind. It happens automatically. It's called a Liz Pendant. The foreclosure policy gets filed for you if you miss 3 payments, in some instances 2 payments, and then it takes another couple of years in order to flush it through, either through a short sale or a reverginization where you make up the payments, or in some extents a full foreclosure. The whole Northeast is in bad shape as far as foreclosures. We're going to have 72,000 foreclosures this year filed. 24 consecutive months increasing home sales. We're doing better and better and better. We do better and better yet if we had more homes to sell. But in the price points that are the popular, the under 4, we can't get enough inventory on. The minute a good house comes on in those price points, you have multiple offers on it. In the 4s, it gets a little softer. Over 5, it gets softer yet. Over 6, you're challenged. Sales price is trending. 24 straight months of increasing home sales. So that's sales. That's the number of sales. But let's look at the price. It's saying on a nationwide basis that we're looking at sales price being up by 14% over the year before. So if you had a $100,000 house, it would get $100,000. But that's a national average. If you looked at that for New Jersey, you're going to see the average is more like 2 or 3%. So you can't really sit back and watch the 6 o'clock news and see Lucy Liu or whoever's on there, one of the talking heads, say that it's up 14% and think your price went up 14%. It depends where you're at, and it depends what price point you're at, because the higher the price point, you're not seeing much appreciation at all. Luxury homes, because it's getting harder and harder to earn good money on a national basis, luxury homes are starting to really feel the pinch. It's coming down at us. And I get this one. I get into people in the 500. They're saying, well, my house, you know, one sold down the street just like it last year. And okay, well, that house probably and yours now are worth maybe the same, but one thing has happened since last year. A lot of people in the 7s turned into 6s, 6s turned into 5s, and they're much more desperate than you are. They have to sell their house for one reason or another, where you don't. So where you're probably not willing to take a price cut too readily, they are, and you're competing against them. And they look like a 5, which makes yours look like a 4. And unfortunately, that's reality. If you don't get your over 5 sold in 2015, 2016 we're in, you're going to have a tougher time in 17 and a tougher time yet in 18. So it's a challenge. The unsold inventory stays down, but we're having the better and better look of recovery timeline as each month goes on. The closer to New York, the better you are. The farther from New York, the worse you are. But we base it at 4 to 6 months as an average. And we're seeing 4 to 6 months almost all the way across the state, with the exception of the southern tip. And once again, they're blending all prices together. If you look into Hunterdon County and you look above 6 months, you're going to see it's more like a 9 to 12 month supply. And that's not so good. That's where we're getting prices being challenged. Home appreciation. I'm going to go through this in a little more detail. We're looking at just looking at the time to make sure I got enough. I got 11 minutes left. Home appreciation has stayed. Last year we got about 3.5%, maybe 4% in New Jersey. This year I'd say 2.5% is probably the more likely number that you're going to see. And if you're above 5, you may not be seeing anything at all. If you're above 6, you will definitely not see any home appreciation. The median price change, house price, the median house price has dropped because of the price of the house that people are looking for. We're sitting with New Jersey with about a five-month supply of houses. We're looking at Hunterdon County with 5.2. We're looking at Somerset County with 4.4. But we go to Hudson County, it's 3.1. That means prices are going up in almost every price point. If we take a look right now at Hunterdon County and we take a look at the price change in the last year, we've got probably contrast sales is 11%, but a lot of it's in a lower price point. So the total market is about a five-month supply. The under four is about a four-month supply. The four to five is 4 months. The four to six is about 4 months. The six and above is like 11 months. And a million and above is like 35 months, almost 3 years. Go to Somerset County, and the million and above is only 15 months. And we're doing an overall look of a very robust market in Hunterdon County, but in effect, I should say Somerset County, it's better than Hunterdon because it's closer to New York. Our weakest markets in the state, places like Bayhead, Atlantic City. Our strongest markets in the state, places like Millstone Borough, Maplewood, Maywood. I'm looking for something near us, and I'm not seeing it. So New Providence and Union is a strong market. Cranford Township, Summit, strong market. Taking a look at pricing and taking a look at where we're at is very interesting, because one of the things I can do with you is sit down and take a look at your house as it compares to others in the market and give you a pretty accurate forecast of where yours would sell both now and as we move into the future. I mean, we had a house priced in 2000 that by 2005, the peak, it started at 162 and it came up to 293. It went up 104% in those 5 years. But between 2005 and 2012, it went down 23%, dropped all the way back to from 293 to 259. So we're still sitting at about 16% off of peak, and that's about average. If we take a look at the housing report cards for Hunterdon, and I'm going to go through Hunterdon and then Somerset, we're sitting at Alexandria Township losing about 1%. Califon picking up 2%. Clinton Township each picking up 2%. Delaware, further out, minus 2%. East Amwell, 1%. Flemington picking up about 4%. Very popular area right now because it's got a lot of the more moderate priced houses. Franklin and Frenchtown both losing this year. Glen Gardner looks like it's going to go up 2%. Go over to Somerset County. If you'd like to know your own, give me a call, 908-238-0118. I'll go through this with you. But let me go into Somerset and tell you what's happening over there. They're one county closer. Bernards picking up 3% this year. Bedminster picking up 3%. Bernards Borough, a little slippage, only because there's not a lot to sell there. Bound Brook, 2%. So I'm seeing 2, 3, 4, 5, even in Peapack, Gladstone, Rocky Hill, Somerville, both 4%. They're doing about twice what we're doing because they're closer to New York. So the message that I've got for you is in the times that we're in, with all the complexities that we have, if somebody's putting up a for sale by owner sign on the front yard trying to save a few thousand dollars, I got to tell you, they may be able to show their house better than anybody else. But most people don't want them in a house while they're looking at it, so that goes right out the window. And secondly, they can't sell their house worth squat. The sales process is very, very complicated. There's all sorts of new rules. There's all sorts of new paperwork. I can show you on paper where industry experts are saying for sale by owners lose money over sales by real estate agents, and at the same time they take much, much longer to sell, and a lot of times you miss the market. You just don't get it sold when the people are out there looking to buy. And that's a consideration. So, who am I? My name is Joe Peters. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, just so you get a fresh perspective.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So that's who I am. My name is Joe Peters. I work with Weichert. I cover both Hunterdon and Somerset, and my goal is to help people achieve their goals and dreams through residential real estate across those two areas. I'm easy to talk to. I'm informative. If you give me a call, 908-238-0118, we can have a chat at your pace. And I think at the end of it, you're going to know a lot more about what's going on. And people say I've got the heart of a teacher and at the same time the right temperament to inform people as to what's happening within the industry. And I'd love to take the opportunity to do that with you. They're asking me also tonight to promote our expo. We have a business and home expo, and it's a restaurant showcase. It's November 10th. It's at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse and Commons. And on November 10th, it starts at 2, and at 5, the restaurant vendors kick in, and there is no charge to attend. Everybody will be there, including me. The Weichert actually has a booth or two there because there's several Weichert offices present. And we, in effect, invite you out. You probably have enough food. You won't need to go home and eat dinner. And you'll meet a whole bunch of great people from great companies and sample a whole bunch of great restaurant foods from great restaurants. So I hope to see you there. It's Joe Peters signing out for Real Estate Matters. And I will be back next week with a special guest to talk about legal matters and how they've changed over the last couple of years in relationship to buying and selling a house. And then my 55 Plus program will follow the week after, and we're going to talk about what seniors need to consider when they're taking a look. So I sort of vacillate back and forth with a Real Estate Matters show, then a 55 Plus show, and then I have a general interest show. Last week we had somebody on talking about making haunts for Halloween. She had just written a book. So, Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. Hope to hear from you in the future, and I appreciate your listening in. Thank you very much.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The Clinton campaign pays the Democratic National Committee, which pays us, and we go out and we induce the violence.
Filmmaker James O'Keefe, during an appearance on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries, detailing a video he released showing the Democratic Party operatives admit they staged the violence at Trump rallies. O'Keefe's video shows the knowledge of the dirty tactics goes all the way to the top.
It's the smoking gun. It's high-level officials. They're connected to the White House, and they say that Hillary's been briefed about it.
Releases from WikiLeaks show that while Hillary Clinton has been claiming the wage gap for women is a problem, at the Clinton Foundation, women were paid significantly less than men. The email shows the highest paid men at the Clinton Foundation averaged more than $100,000 a year more than women.
25-year-old Virginia man Harris Kumar has pleaded guilty to attempting to support ISIS by suggesting spots in Washington, D.C. for terror attacks. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now.